Powerful stuff. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. One of the ongoing conversations in high school sports is about the fact that the games are about life, learning lifelong skills and values, building lifelong relationships, and a lifetime appreciation of what a community can do. In the past couple of weeks, there have been some fabulous examples that our schools, their kids, and their communities have been involved in that can make all of us in high school sports very proud. Prior to last weekend's football game between Comstock Park and Grand Rapids West Catholic, a game you can see on the MHSAA network on Comcast Channel 900 Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 p.m., there was a ceremony honoring organ donors. West Catholic alum Tim Corzin died suddenly from bacterial meningitis last Thanksgiving weekend, but the donation of his heart saved the life of Ron Bentley, the first Grand Rapids area heart transplant recipient, and three other people are also alive today because of Corzin's donations of both kidneys and his liver. The Corzin family and Bentley were brought together on the field, and other organ, tissue, and eye donors were also acknowledged. Gift of Life of Michigan was on site to sign up people to the Organ Donor Registry. Bentley has established the Off to See the Wizard Foundation to help the families of organ donors and transplant recipients and to fund efforts encouraging organ donations. The foundation's first goal is setting up college funds for Corzin's two sons. West Catholic players donned black game jerseys and displayed special stickers on their helmets in support of these efforts. In mid-Michigan, the names on the backs of the jerseys worn Friday night by Grand Ledges football team in its game against Jackson didn't match the names of the kids that were wearing them. Rather, they were the names of Michigan soldiers who have given their lives for our country fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan during the past decade. The student athletes made it personal by learning as much as they could about the lives of these freedom fighters whose name their uniforms bore, and many of the young men met after the game with the families of the soldier they represented. Over 40 families were in attendance at the game, and all of the families will receive the nameplate from the jersey. This is the second year that Coach Matt Bird's team has recognized fallen military members. There are other efforts for other causes, and one of the most popular is to raise funds and awareness for breast cancer, which takes place in a variety of sports, but perhaps no one does it better than Lowell High School. Pink Arrow Pride and the Pink Arrow Project garnered some national attention from NBC's Today Show a couple of weeks back. The project has raised over $700,000 in its first 3 years, and the centerpiece has been a Friday evening of festivities, which has not only included a football game, but an outdoor volleyball match and a cross-country meet where the red arrows of Lowell become the pink arrows. Breast cancer survivors are recognized as part of the evening, and student involvement is high. The list of these efforts goes on and on. The Wounded Warrior Project continues to gain traction with schools, game officials raise money for the Children's Miracle Network hospitals in our state, and Statewide Coaches Association in Michigan have causes that they have taken on. All of this points to what the real mission of educational athletics is, to teach our kids. Outcomes of games will be forgotten over time, but the real scoreboard lights up when today's kids playing the games become tomorrow's community leaders, and their involvement of worthy causes not only continues, but gets paid forward as they instill those values in the generation of young people whose lives they are responsible for. And that's truly powerful stuff. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.